excited to have on the line. And this is a guy that we're going to be supporting his book, his groundbreaking book, and all the difference and impact that he is hoping to have and looking to have in additional ways. It's Kobe Williams. Kobe, welcome to WGN.
Welcome. Thank you. Happy to be on here. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Kobe, for taking time. I appreciate it. It's a time for us to be able to highlight the book and give people a little background. You know, you have been an advocate and ambassador for change in a bunch of different ways, all the way back to ceasefire. And then now, of course, with the One City Basketball League. Talk a little bit about some of the things.
Yeah. So my name is Kobe Williams, born and raised in Chicago. Like you said, I've been doing this work for close to 20-some years. So I got a book just came out, Interrupting Violence. You know, I want to be able to use my platform and spread that, letting people know you're not alone. And just because you start off one way, you can't get it right. So second chance and redemption is very important to me, man, to really let brothers and sisters know that how you start is it's not the way how you got to finish. So we got the book out, just released it Tuesday, July 2nd. I had a big premiere in Miami, along with me and Joe King Noah, Bob Marley, Brother Rohan, and other great people, and Tony Allen. So right now, you know, I just made it back home last night. So I'm in Chicago now, back home, happy to be back here. But, you know, we do a lot in Chicago with the One City Basketball League, with 28 violence prevention organizations. We bring different groups and different cliques of different walks of life, young people together to play basketball. It's just a hook. But the ultimate goal is to get them workshops and different things like that. And we work on changing mindsets and changing behavior. So I'm just happy to be a part of the One City. Me and Joe King co-founded over a decade ago.
Yeah, making a difference, obviously offering up avenues and opportunities to kind of escape some of the violence that may be on the streets where they are. When it comes to all the things that you've done on the advocacy side, that is one thing, good, powerful, impactful work. But what made you decide to write a book?
I want to write a book to be able to share my story, because I remember years ago, I said this a minute ago, when I first met Joe King Noah, that's how I met him. I was in a documentary called The Interrupters. So if so many people came to me all over the world where I was going around showing a documentary in Chicago and different places saying, Kobe, man, you really inspired me, Kobe. Man, I'm glad this documentary is out. It really helped me. And I'm going through struggling. I'm going through this. I'm going through that. So many people came and tell me how I inspired them. So I want to keep inspiring other people, because a lot of times we come from different backgrounds and we have so many bad, tragic upbringing stories, and sometimes we feel like we want to just give up. So I want to motivate people, inspire people, let them know they're not alone, and you don't have to give up. You have to keep pushing, and there's people like myself are willing to help you do better for your life and for your family.
It's an important message, Kobe, and it's great to have that get out there, that people know that there are people there. And so we look forward to supporting you and Joakim with the One City League, and of course support the book as well. You want to give information? We got a few seconds left, like where people can can get it and go from there.
Yes, and you could get the book at interruptorviolence.com, or you could go to Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's out now in a lot of different bookstores. If you want to know more about the One City Basketball League, go to One City B-Ball on Instagram.
We'll have
One
links.
One City B-Ball.
One City B-Ball on Instagram. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. Kobe, thanks so much for taking time and jumping on the show. Enjoy your 4th of July.
You too, and thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. Thanks a lot.